This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of this live program. And when I say live, it's quite possible you're not listening to me live. I mean, there are radio stations across the country. We have 200 radio stations that carry the show. So some of them delay broadcast and some of them go ahead and air us live, and it's difficult to know. So if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you are, and Eastern time changes, I know, you got to figure this all out. If you're in a time zone that doesn't change, you know, things get a little dicey, but whatever. It's if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, then you can call in and talk here on the airwaves. Speaking of Eastern time, Melanie, do you know whether we're in standard time or daylight time now?
I have no idea, and just don't care.
Well, I mean, I think that daylight time is a little counterintuitive, because you would think that you want to save daylight in the winter when there's less of it, so you would think that daylight time...
But the government is the one making the decision, so no.
Right, so it's the opposite. In fact, daylight
time... I just want them to pick one. I don't care. I don't have, like, a preference. Just stop changing it, because it's a time, and time does not work that way.
Time will do what I say it does.
Well, I think that it's just such a pain, and it
kills people.
It does literally kill people. People have more heart attacks. There's more automobile accidents. A variety of things occur.
And it costs us way more energy, which is what we were supposedly trying to save, electricity and candles once upon a time. But yeah. It costs us way more to adjust to it.
Interestingly, Florida was trying to get on the ballot switching to Atlantic time. Now, Florida isn't even close to the edge of Eastern time, the Eastern time zone. It's more towards central than it is towards eastern. In fact, part of Florida is on the central time zone. Big, funny-shaped state that it is. And they wanted to go Atlantic because the majority of the time here on the East Coast, the states that are in daylight time are actually on Atlantic time, functionally on Atlantic Standard Time. Because you basically are jumping a time zone forward when you're doing that. So they're like, hey, we like it better on Atlantic time. Can we have that? And I think a lot of people in the East Coast sort of feel the same way, and probably they'd feel the same way in Central and Mountain and Pacific and Alaska and Hawaii and Chamorro time and all the other time zones.
I don't care if they make noon 3 a.m.
As long as it's always that.
Let's go to the phones. Paul in Illinois, sorry for the long wait. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's okay. Would your victim still be alive if he had a gun, Mark Edgington?
There you go. There's James in Arizona. Hey, I just thought something that I would like to offer James. James can call back and be on the air if he apologizes for threatening to harm my family. And another option for him, because I know that he really feels jilted, is contact the American Arbitration Association and have them put together a Zoom meeting with me, and then we can just talk about whatever. We can have a third-person mediator, and they can determine whatever it is they'd like to determine as far as the outcomes here. Because, you know, obviously somebody's going to have to pay them, and if James is right, then I would have to pay. And I don't know. Maybe James is right, that somehow I have done something terrible by not letting him on the airwaves after he's threatened to hurt my family. Or maybe he's right. Or maybe I'm right that, he's a lunatic, as I've called him. A mouth-breathing dullard. I don't know. But go ahead, James. You can handle that. There you go. Dropped off the air. Goodbye. One of the things we were talking about off the air, I will get to the story that I have from Joe Biden wanting to pass down some mask mandates. But something that I wanted to bring up is one of the proposals going on in one of the states is to sort of handle gerrymandering. Gerrymandering, Melanie?
So it's when you draw your lines around the voters you would like.
Right. So you create
shapes that don't even have names, because I think the largest one was like a 57-sided shape. Shapes that you can't see on the radio, but they, it's like a toki square, but then it has like a giraffe neck coming out to get like the one cluster they wanted way over here.
And yeah, the first one was they redistricted, and it was just such a weird shape that they said, that looks like a salamander. But it was such and such Jerry, and they went, no, it's a gerrymander.
Right. And there are some districts that, you know, people for whatever reason like that are oddly shaped. Like, an oddly shaped district doesn't necessarily a gerrymander make.
Depends on how oddly shaped. There might be reasons for not a straight line because there's a river there, or this is, you know, a city and we don't want to split that in half. Or terrain, like you might have to draw around mountains in New Hampshire. But there's, if you just Google image gerrymandered districts,
yeah,
there is no reason for this.
One of the reasons, but what I'm saying here is that one of the districts that they love to show as a gerrymandered district is actually a district that's not really in contention too much. And the reason is it's drawn the way it is to catch minority votes in different areas. And the hopes is that this, you know, this group or ethnicity will somehow be better represented by being able to pick their own Congress critter or whatever than just sort of drawing a dot and, you know, a one-inch circle around the dot. And
well, yeah, but that's what gerrymandering is, drawing the district lines around the voters you would like instead of where the actual communities or land is.
Yeah, now my personal favorite form of gerrymandering is the one that's done in Austin. So Austin has never had a Democratic mayor in spite of the fact that they are overwhelmingly left.
Okay.
Because they will split these up in just such a way that this part of Austin goes all the way to Dallas, and this part of Austin goes all the way to Houston, so that all of the people that are over here in Dallas are actually voting on the mayor of Austin.
That's weird. I didn't even know that Austin was shaped that way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that I've been to, like, San Marcos, which is just outside Austin, and, I mean, it's just outside, so it must be its own district. I know it's its own municipality. Anyway.
There are states who have tried, okay, we're not going to try to do this. We're just going to everybody, we get three legislators or senators or whatever, everybody votes on all three of them, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. So
I think it should be done mathematically.
How would you do it mathematically?
Well, get someone who's much better at this than I am, because math was not my major. But get someone who's very good at just a very simple math equation of, okay, you have this much space, you have this many people, we will make a very simple computer program that reshapes it according to this much space and this many people.
So basically draws the line based on population. If you have 1 million people, then you're splitting them up into 333,333 people or voters in a given area.
Right.
Which one is it?
Whichever one they can agree on.
Okay.
And just, like, have it be that rule and quit changing it.
Because the state that's in question now is creating a bipartisan panel. And there's no words that, no word in the English language that scares me more than bipartisan. And to redraw its districts. Now, I don't know any better.
And probably voters is pertinent to this one rather than people.
Right. So, you know, that's interesting because some people vote and some people don't. And, you know, what are we going to do there? Gets complicated. So I don't know. I know the gerrymandering is going on right now. Our political system is being controlled by it. It flies completely under the radar. Nobody was talking about gerrymandering in the Republican election, or this is the most recent president election. I think it's something we got to pay attention to, and I was just kind of curious as to what you guys thought about it.
Yeah, it definitely struck me as when they told me this in social studies, I'm like, and we're still doing it?
They're commanded to do it at this point.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind, and we've been teasing this story about Joe Biden and masks, nationwide mask mandate. for some time. So I want to get into that here.
So if I interrupted you to talk about what we were talking about a second ago, that would be teasing a little bit further.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
So the simple mathematical eloquent way of solving gerrymandering is called the shortest split line algorithm. And basically every time that you need to draw a new district, just draw the shortest line you can.
Just draw the shortest line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you get a certain number of voters, and that means that you need to add a new district. And then they do this weird thing where they draw the lines that they want. So if every time you did that, you just draw the shortest line you can, that solves the problem.
There you go. Well, it seems like we need some better system than what we've got. I think that when they draw districts to sort of include ethnicities and these sorts of things, that all they're doing is serving to divide us further.
Well, and even then, I mean, they say that that's what they're doing, but really what they're doing is, which way of drawing this will give my party the greatest possible advantage? And then when they're in power, the other party is going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, when they have the opportunity to, that's for sure. And, it's fascinating to watch. They do it all the time, and this is one of those things that they're doing under the cover of dark that Americans simply aren't paying attention to, and then they wonder why the republic isn't working. Well, this is the reason, is that, you know, they get paid to screw you. You don't get paid to do anything to them, and incumbents are elected by and large. Obviously, that didn't happen today or this go-around with Trump, or at least it hasn't yet.
So usually meet the new boss literally the same as the old boss.
Indeed. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin has spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google, and now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. And if you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's with an I, I-N-T-E-R. Intercoin.org. You can invest in this project. Small or large investments, whatever. And potentially make big gains, because once it's listed on an exchange, usually coins have themselves quite a little parabolic bump. Or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Yes, you can be involved in the shaping of the future of Intercoin. That's intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org. Joe Biden's pandemic plan: mandatory masks, paid sick leave, restoring Obamacare, and free COVID-19 tests. Now, where did Obamacare go?
The only part of Obamacare that's gone, as far as I know, is the penalties for not being able to afford Obamacare.
The tax penalty. Yes.
You didn't buy insurance. Well, give me money.
Right. We put together this fascist system to enrich insurance companies, and you're not playing along with our game. There's a fine for you, mister. That's a paddling. It's absolutely ridiculous.
How dare you not buy my product?
So this is the genius plan. This is to mandate masks, which at this point do not seem to correlate with preventing the spread of this disease, no matter what they say. Paid sick leave, which were people not getting, the people who'd sick with COVID not getting, I haven't heard the first single story about, is it just the fear of not going to work? Because if I didn't have to go to work, if I just said I was scared, then I'd be scared for a long time.
Most people don't have sick leave, so.
Yeah, Some do.
Oh, federally funded sick leave.
Well,
oh,
that's what I mandated
have the
means,
COVID.
Yeah.
Restoring the penalties for not participating in the fascist healthcare system. And I'm not using fascists hyperbolically. That's the definition of it. And free COVID-19 tests. Well, everybody wants free COVID-19 tests.
Excuse me, Mark. That's not racist, so it's not fascist.
Right. Racist and fascist don't mean the same thing.
I'll come up with some argument to make it racist, if that makes you feel better.
There's always
that's
one.
That's what the leftists do, so right. Why not?
Everything I dislike is racist, and everyone I dislike is Hitler. So CNN did a fact check here. Now, I didn't get a chance to read this fact check before the show, but let's go right here into it. CNN fact check on mask mandates. Now, interestingly, the story about Biden's plan for mask mandates comes out after the CNN fact check for the mask mandates, so by a couple of days. So here we go. In Under Control, a new campaign ad set to air on digital and nationally, former Vice President Joe Biden, and the presumed president-elect, lays out the top lines of his plan to tackle COVID-19. Why didn't we do this before the election? Among the measures referenced in the 30-second ad are masks. Biden says it's a simple measure. Everyone needs to wear a mask in public, while the words nationwide mask mandates appear on the screen, implying that if elected, Biden would aim to mandate masks wearing across the nation. That raises a perennial question of this campaign season. Can the president mandate that people around the country wear masks? Why didn't Trump mandate this? Facts first. There appears to be no legal authority that would allow the U.S. president to enact a nationwide mask mandate. There are exceptions where executive's authority could allow for such a mandate, such as federal property, though a nationwide rule would almost certainly be challenged in court. So, no, the president cannot mandate masks. Despite the impression left by the graphic in the ad that says nationwide mask mandates, Biden's past comments on the subject suggest that he'd take a narrower approach than attempting a nationwide mask mandate. But, you know, forgive him in his own political ad for not being clear. When asked to clarify that his plan for a mask mandate would entail, the campaign pointed to Biden's remarks on November the 23rd, where he said, first, I'll go to every governor and urge them to mandate mask wearing in their states. And if they refuse, I'll go to the mayors and county executives and get local mask requirements in place nationwide. So
his great plan as leader of the U.S. military is to ask nicely?
Well, it's not asking nicely if you just try to get somebody else to wield the stick for you.
Only a suggestion.
The thing I hate the most about these mask mandates is it's not like they're using their cops and their courts to mandate it. They're using businesses and threatening their licensure if they don't enforce it themselves. They're turning everybody into unpaid enforcers for them. That's sick. Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Trump campaign has been pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential election, alleging widespread voter fraud in some battleground states and filing multiple legal challenges. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the president has no reason to concede. He told Fox News that there are multiple reasons in his eyes that President Trump will eventually be proven the winner of the election.
If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona. We're more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud.
This is USA Radio News. South Florida is preparing for Tropical Storm Eta. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Eta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Florida Keys, and much of the coast of South Florida is under a storm surge warning. Forecasters say ETA could drop as much as 18 inches of rain in some areas as the storm swings past Florida. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
One of the, the big things that the Democrats were pounding home is that that Trump is responsible for killing 200,000 Americans. Like, over and over and over again.
Joe Biden killed way more people than that.
Well, how did so?
He literally signed off on the drug war.
Ah, yes. He was one of the sponsors of where he called
the 1994 crime bill.
Yeah, 1994 crime bill, where he called young black men super predators.
Hillary Clinton called them that. He might have called them that too.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, nice stuff. Here, what he's suggesting is the way he would handle the pandemic. Remember, Joe Biden would have handled the pandemic better than Donald Trump. Is the suggestion, and the statement is that he would mandatory masks, paid sick leave, restoring, which, I mean, isn't that what we got with the unemployment extra $600 a week thing? Restoring Obamacare and free COVID-19 tests. Look, I'm not saying that free COVID-19 tests isn't a pretty good use of federal money if you're going to spend the federal money. I mean, like, they were definitely going to pass a stimulus bill. So, free COVID-19 tests, sure, that's fine. But, I mean, anybody who wants a COVID-19 test now, I don't know what the payment angle is, but you can get one if you want to get one. And that's the mask mandate? You can't even do the mask mandate. We're looking at the CNN fact check here.
Well, you're not allowed to. Doesn't mean he won't do it.
He wouldn't even get off the starting line.
Well, I mean, what you can do as president is say, I am commanding you to do this. Now, you may not have the power to do that, but that doesn't mean it won't happen.
He doesn't have his own police force to speak of. Not one that is integrated into cities across America.
Okay.
So how is he going to enforce it?
Same way that all of the governors have done this. Well, you don't have to enforce it. You just have to tell people to do it.
I understand you could just tell people to do it.
It works a lot better in places other than New Hampshire where people are like, what are you going to do about it?
Those places already have mask mandates, right?
Like, not all of them. And not like universal... Like, inside and outside all the time.
Well, and this is honestly a major blind spot for libertarians, is we look at these ridiculous things and go, well, wait a second, is this being enforced? Are they doing anything about this? Most people don't look at it that way at all. What they do is they say, Big Daddy government told me to do something. I'm going to do it.
And so... If you're in a state that doesn't have a mask mandate, and then Joe Biden says there's a mask mandate, and... There's going to be a level of compliance and a level of noncompliance. The people who are complying are going to say, to some extent, to the people who are not complying, what are you doing? Some of those people are going to say, I'm not obeying because I don't feel like it.
Yeah, that's like 1%, honestly. I mean, seriously, if Joe Biden,
it's gonna spread, though.
If Joe Biden on January 20th gets on national television and commands every business across the country not to serve anyone who isn't in a mask,
now that's a
almost
better...
all of them are going to do exactly that, even if there is no
who
threat.
They answer to, and they respond to threats, not.
Well, I don't think that. I think that that's a better system than just sort of saying, going to businesses is a better system because the businesses will comply out of fear, even if.
If there's a penalty attached.
But no, if there isn't a penalty attached, they'll still skulk about.
Well, and how many governors do you think are going to be like, no, I'm not going to make a statewide
mask
mandate?
All of them! Are you kidding me? I mean, every Republican governor out there worth their chops is going to get a little bit of press by saying, F you, Joe, stop doing unconstitutional things. This is the United States, meaning that the states have the power, not the federal government. You don't have any legal standing, and you're obviously out of your old demented mind saying this.
I think that's naively optimistic about the state of this nation.
I think that the governor of
South Dakota... That is the convenient political thing to do. It's not because it's the right thing to do. It's because the Constitution applies to Democrats when Republicans are talking.
Okay, so I'd like to point out that the Republicans have taken no stance in the anti-mask side on this.
There are plenty of Republican
because
governors...
Because a Democrat didn't tell them to.
Plenty of Republican governors have not made mask mandates, and that's taking a stance. And when the president comes down and says, the governors don't work for the president works for the governors, and they're going to remind him of that, I would presume. If they don't, they're fools. I mean, whatever governor, I'm just thinking of the governor of South Dakota, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but, she's gotten a lot of mileage out of this whole COVID thing because she refuses to make a mask mandate. That lady can simply tell him to stick it in his pipe and smoke it, and then her political ticket goes up. She might be the next Republican female president.
Except that that's going to make the entire press turn on her.
The press has turned on Republicans long ago. They suck.
Well, and see, that's the thing. It's not just the press, even. Most of the Republicans are going to tout that line of, no, it's for our safety that we must do the mask mandate.
Not if Biden is the one telling them to do that.
No, that's not how politics works here in America. I get it. The Office of the Presidency has a lot of power, but I don't think it has that kind of power. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, calling about the analysis of legal stuff, but first of all, you're going to have to stand up to this guy, otherwise you're going to get jacked around like that.
Which guy are we talking about, Biden?
Biden and everybody else is behind the puppet that is Biden, yeah. And I lost my train of thought on that one anyway, so let me go the other direction. The yesterday, and only Mark was present yesterday, when I had stated about, and this is public record, you can type, you can see it on your screen right in front of you if you want to. So, and in the spirit of Jet, who your regular caller who calls in and asks people if they will please stop calling the government and use proper nouns for things that are named. And so I'm going to do that, and you can read along in the court record if you want to. So this gentleman, step parent to my children, Kurt Odin Elich, E-L-I-C-H, who's got felony charges against him for attempting to for aggravated battery, meaning beating the crap out of, and attempting to rape I don't really care what happens to her, but I care that he did this to the mother of my children when my children were in the home. And one of my children, David, the elder of the two, David and Paisley, intervened in some sort, came into contact with Mr. Elich immediately after the event, and there's a charge against Elich for battery and assault against my son. So that was the time.
I got a couple of questions, David. You've called in about this issue multiple times, and not just this particular thing, but sort of throughout the years. And so I have some familiarity with the case. Wasn't there an adoption process where your children are going to be taken away from you? What happened?
Yes, and that's what I'm expanding into. Because connecting the dots, somebody gave me a little
status. So did it go through or not?
It did, and then I got it reversed. This was years ago, and there was a kangaroo court where I was railroaded, and lawyers that review this say the same thing. It's not just me saying it, but I was railroaded, and they had a trial. They put me on trial as the parent of my children because Kurt Odin Elich came up with the $130-whatever filing fee in the state of New Mexico. Anybody can pay the filing fee and file.
David, I'm going to let you go, but how old is your son?
15.
Thank you for the call. It's a terrifying circumstance. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Might be able to take your call if you call in at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Going on with this article, Joe Biden's big plan. Remember, Donald Trump is responsible for 200,000 deaths. The Republican Party, or excuse me, the Democratic Party's best thing they seem to be able to come up with here is mandatory masks, paid sick leave, restoring Obamacare, which there's nothing. Obamacare hasn't gone away. There's the one thing that's been changed with Obamacare is that there was a fine for not participating in the government's mandatory insurance program, the U.S. government's mandatory insurance tax. I should not call it a program. I should call it a tax, like the Chief Justice did.
Yeah, so if you're in the income bracket where you can get that $0 to $100 to $200 policy, you can still do that. That hasn't changed.
Right.
If you're in the income bracket where your policy would have been $800 a month for the 60-40 split,
right,
you just don't have to do that now.
Right, and you don't have to get fined for it. And by the way, there's all kinds of health sharing programs out there that get you out of the mandate and those kind of things. And free COVID-19 tests is the other thing they're offering. But I'm focusing on this mandatory mask situation. Biden hasn't been entirely clear on what he means when he says mandatory mask mandate, nationwide mask mandate, but basically, that's unconstitutional.
Because that's protected us from so much.
Let's talk about past pandemics, though. Even though statewide or local mandates, this is from CNN, could spawn lawsuits, legal precedent is in their favor, statewide and local mandates. During the 1918-1919 flu pandemic, the Supreme Court, which we don't call the Spanish flu anymore because that's bad, the Supreme Court of Arizona ruled that the emergency calls into life the necessity to exercise the power to protect the public health. The ruling determined that in the case of emergency, like the flu pandemic, the city of Globe's Board of Health had the authority to make and enforce any rules necessary to prevent the spread of the disease, including a quarantine similar to the shelter-in-place orders some of the states imposed during the coronavirus pandemic. That was local. In 1905, the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in amidst a smallpox outbreak. In Jacobson v. Massachusetts, the Supreme Court ruled, a community has the right to protect itself against a pandemic of disease which threatens the safety of its members, which allowed local authorities to mandate the smallpox vaccination and fine those who refuse. So, on a local level, they could mandate a vaccine. Congress could also incentivize states to enact mask mandates by making the receipt of certain federal funds conditional upon doing so. This is what I talked about earlier in the show. However, Blackmun, this is the lawyer here, cautions that a congressional mandate could be subject to constitutional review, citing the precedent of Obamacare. So that means not only can't the president just hand out an executive order saying that there'd be a mask mandate, but the Congress likely couldn't get away with it either. Even if Congress, quoting here, this Blackmun fellow, even if Congress enacted a statute that said everyone must wear a mask, I don't think that the statute would be constitutional. I don't think Congress has the power to force people to wear masks anywhere, at any point, in any time. Obviously, you can do it in federal buildings and maybe even airplanes and stuff like that. Blackmun said that we have the Obamacare case from a couple of years ago. That case held that people can't be forced to buy insurance, and I think in a similar world, people can't be forced to put on a mask on their face by the federal government. States can, but not the federal government.
That doesn't follow.
Why not?
Because that's not how it works.
Well, the federal government, there's the 10th Amendment to the Constitution that says that any powers
not really, like, it's in there, but he's talking about Supreme Court case law, and there's not a 10th Amendment in Supreme Court case law.
Yeah, the 10th Amendment has been basically whittled down to nothing, is what you're saying?
Not basically, it's gone.
Okay. In order to pass the Obamacare was...
Obamacare ruling said that Congress cannot mandate
buying insurance.
Well, they cannot mandate commerce. They cannot get you under the Commerce Clause by mandating you to participate in interstate commerce.
Right.
Which is accurate.
But if you looked at it as a tax, then it was acceptable.
And it was a tax. It's a tax, and Republicans get mad at me for this, but it is as much a tax as the rest of the IRS code is.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't know. I'm not here to make any rules, but mandating a mask isn't a tax. Like, it would be a very difficult thing to
do.
Right,
but there's completely different rules for general criminal law, which is what this would be, and income tax rules. Like, sure. These two cases have nothing to do with each other.
They have, I think that the parallel that's being drawn here is that the federal government doesn't have the power because it doesn't have the power, whereas the states do. And the states, if the 10th Amendment says, you say, I know that the Supreme Court that doesn't respect the 10th Amendment, but the 10th Amendment says that any powers not listed in this Constitution or whatever, basically, are remanded back to the state and the people, respectively, meaning that the states basically have all the powers that they want to have.
States have general prosecuting and criminal and taxing powers. They can do almost whatever they want. They don't have to come up with a reason for it like Congress would. I think Congress could very easily get this under the Interstate Commerce Clause, which has now been reduced to the Interstate Clause. They kind of got rid of the commerce part. Everything's declared to be commerce now.
I don't think they could. I think they'd have a hell of a time with it. But, you know.
Now, that's kind of notwithstanding the new changes to the court, which is what really matters, based on case law. I don't think this is going to be a problem for them.
Let's go to Mandy calling in from Tennessee. Mandy, you're on Free Talk Live. Mandy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, my goodness. If nothing as smart as what you guys are talking about right now.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with a friend of mine who's opened me up to Float TV, and what is the... Studio 8424 LRN is what we're watching right now.
Oh, so we're on Float?
Yeah, Float.
Well, how does one find Float so that, I know you can go see our video at chat.freetalklive.com, but I'm not familiar with how to see it on Float.
How do you see it on Float, Mark? Float.tv.
Float.tv, and then search for Free Talk Live?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
And Studio 8424 is, LRN is the channel that we're watching right now.
I don't know what 8424 means. You know that
he is the he's the official internet affiliate of Free Talk Live.
Oh, I see. So it's somebody putting up our videos.
Yeah,
that's one of the nice things about Free Talk Live is we let anybody take and do with as they like. You know, we're trying to spread the message. So, Mandy, thanks for the call. We're all giving you a big wave here from the studio. Thank you, Mandy.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. So I guess that's about it. I think that Biden's jumping the gun a bit, talking about mandatory masks here in November.
Well, he's jumping the gun by talking about any mandate, seeing as how he doesn't hold office right now.
Right. I wonder
if he doesn't hold that office.
I wonder how many people are regretting their vote after hearing a mandatory mask thing.
Yeah, a lot of the, I'm a Republican, but I'm a good Republican. I hate this one, people. Yeah. This was not put out before the election.
Remember, if you don't want masks, you want to kill grandma.
Right. Well, I don't want masks. And my mother, who is certainly a grandma, said that, you know, she feels like she wants to live her life. A life where she can't touch her grandkid and where her son won't give her a hug and a kiss isn't a life worth living by her standards. And, I think I personally believe a lot of people in this country separated themselves from their family for a long time and wore these masks and, separated them for themselves from humanity for so long because they believed that somehow magically it would get Joe Biden elected. And I guess they're not wrong, you know. I mean, it was a 50-50 shot. One of these we knew it was going to be close.
So once all the DNC went into hiding and left society voluntarily, that's when people decided it might be okay to have a DNC president?
I think that, less exposure to Democrats. There's a better chance that Democrats get elected, sure. I I don't want to make it seem like I'm in favor of the Republicans terribly or anything like that. But... yeah, I mean, I think the Democrats have really put up some really crappy choices recently. So.
Well, I just want to remind everyone out there to keep their wits about them. Things are very strange right now, but it's all done for your reaction.
Indeed. Check out freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.